Good Tuesday. Today is October the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and visit with Ty Higgins from the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation as he talks about the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance, a recent survey that they did, and what it means for farmers here in our state and around the nation. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Ty Higgins with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Ty, we want to talk mental health and the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance. Tell me a little bit more about the organization itself.
Yeah, so when we first started talking about farm stress about 5 years ago, it was the ag groups. So the Ohio Department of Agriculture, Ohio State, Ohio Farm Bureau, our commodity friends. We knew about the farm stressors. We knew what was going on in rural Ohio, but we really didn't know how to talk about it or how to get others to talk about it in the farm community. So we were able to bring in our friends from the Ohio Department of Health and Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. Those professionals were able to tell us exactly where we needed to go with our messaging as far as farm stress and mental health is concerned. And that led to us creating the first of its kind survey for Ohio. So over the last 6 months, we've asked farmers and rural Ohioans about their farm stress and mental health. And we got some really, really solid data to really help us figure out where in Ohio specific we need to go with this conversation. Where are the resources and where aren't the resources? What are the stressors? And how do farmers cope with what they're dealing with and all the challenges that come along with agriculture here in the Buckeye State?
Well, you know, not a new topic, one that we've been talking about, one that you especially have been talking about for the last several years, but given the current environment we're in, with commodity prices, with interest rates, with input prices, the drought that's going on in much of the state, probably more real now than it's ever been in the past.
Yeah, and we're finding that out. A new survey that just came out this week tells us that those stressors are real, that, you know, in Ohio specifically, that is what farmers are dealing with day in and day out. We're also learning, though, Dusty, that people aren't as afraid to talk about mental health and farm stress as they used to. Farmers, for the most part, by and large, are aware of their mental health. And that gives us a nice starting point to understand that we can start having these conversations. We talked about it in whispers when I was growing up in the 80s. But now we're really starting to turn up the volume on the way we talk about farm stress and mental health and agriculture. That's exciting because the challenges are not going to go away. They might be different year in and year out, but we're certainly going to see those challenges, how we deal and cope with those challenges, and the resources we have for rural Americans and rural Ohioans more specifically is really important to this cause.
Well, absolutely, and obviously less than 2% of the population, there's not that many of us out there. We need to look out not only for ourselves, but for our neighbors too.
Yeah, it's important that we understand that we're not alone in this battle. There are a lot of us going through these same challenges, and as soon as we make those connections and be able to talk out loud about what we're dealing with, it's going to make this conversation go in a very positive direction.
Absolutely. My guest again today, Ty Higgins with Ohio Farm Bureau, talking about a group that's doing just that, the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance. Ty, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions. Talk now about the dairy industry. As dairy operators are seeing strong demand for their milk and getting some higher prices, USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
One economist says you can pretty much sum up the current dairy situation this way.
Relatively tight U.S. supplies and strong demand.
Although USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jackanowski says you could add the word very to those words. So very tight supplies, very strong demand. The nation's dairies are churning out more milk, not as much, though, as had been expected, and not as much as the market would probably like to see.
We're looking at a situation where heifer supplies are relatively tight, so cow inventories are lower than we'd probably like to see them. Milk per cow is also lower than we'd expect as well, so that's tightening up supplies.
And, of course, raising prices that producers are getting for their milk.
For 2024, we're forecasting an all milk price of $23.05 per hundredweight. That was raised 75 cents per hundredweight this month.
and would be the highest average price in a couple of years. And Mark says,
for next year, for 2025, our all milk price is forecast at $23.45 per hundredweight. So that would be up 40 cents per hundredweight year over year. And that was raised 70 cents per hundredweight this month.
But not only are dairy operators getting higher prices for their milk,
margins are pretty strong as well, given the relatively lower feed prices that the livestock sector is looking at this year relative to where we were last year and in recent previous years.
But even with these higher milk and dairy product prices, consumer demand is also higher and shows no signs of letting up.
So this month, all of our product price forecasts were increased for both 2024 and 2025. Cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, dry whey, all showing recent strength.
So all in all, a pretty good situation right now for dairy operators. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.